Guess you can't pay for food if the tax man's taking it all, right?
Exactly.
Back on Downtown, it is time for Shut Up and Eat. Joe Riccio from the Food Coma Podcast joining us. Hey there, Joe.
How we doing?
Doing great. How's your Friday so far?
Oh, it is delightful. And yes, that's true. You can't eat if you don't have any money. Not these days.
No.
You can't even go to Shaw's and buy cat food.
Darn right. How was your birthday dinner last week?
12 is absolutely phenomenal. That restaurant is, I think, definitely one of the best in Portland. It's, you know, it's got all the hype and everything, but it actually delivers. And yeah, we actually had a pretty decadent weekend for Robin's birthday. We went to 12 and then Scales and then Gross and then Central Provisions. It was a lot.
That's awesome. Well, we've got a fun topic for this week. We're talking about food movies that are centered on food. And, boy, there are some good ones. And I was kind of doing some internet searches just to make sure I'd miss any. But, well, there have been a lot of good ones through the years.
Yeah, what do you think? I mean, there's, I think, you know what's funny to me is the amount of people. Because a lot of people have obviously seen The Menu, right?
Yes.
And which we can discuss. Which I enjoyed.
I did,
but
too.
But I will make the reference to it as, like, Big Night meets Midsommar. And I've never actually seen Midsommar, but I know the premise. And it amazes me how many people who are like, what's Big Night?
I know. Oh, I know. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've seen both of them, and I love them both. And, yeah, I mean, The Menu I thought was great. I know it was a bit too dark, I think, for some people, but I loved it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was... Yeah, you have to kind of laugh at it, you know what I mean? It's like, it's over the top, it's like, and it's sort of, if it's too dark for you, it's almost like you're one of the people that they're kind of targeting.
Yes, yeah.
In it, you know, it's like, if you're taking it that seriously, like, oh, I thought it was going to be this food movie about a famous chef. And you're like, well, it is.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
and we don't need to have any spoilers, I guess.
No.
On this show.
And I thought, I mean, everybody was great. Ralph Fiennes was just... chomping scenery like nobody's business. But I thought his assistant, she was wonderful. Is it Hung Cha, I think her name? I hope I got it right.
Yeah, like the host, like the maitre d'.
Yeah, and then Leguizamo was a hoot.
Right, who knew? Like, and I will say that it has inspired some potential s'mores Halloween costumes.
Well, yes, which would be,
and I
which would be perfect.
Yeah, maybe we might actually go to 12 for dinner wearing these costumes.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. Well, you mentioned Big Night, and so that's got to be in the discussion, I think, of the best food-related movies of all time.
Yeah, I mean, they have these, you know, all those long, continuous shots, and obviously the story is great. But it's like, and I think we can, you know, obviously discuss that whole movie at this point, but, you know, even down to that very last scene where they're just eating eggs in complete silence, and you're like, this is, and I think what makes, and it's almost like, you know, we talk about food movies or even, you know, scenes in movies that make you want to eat. Yeah, it just makes you literally just want to play with scrambled eggs and a hunk of bread.
Yeah, yeah, it's so good. Like, and bonus points for a USM grad, Tony Shalhoub.
Oh, right. Exactly. Monk and all that. And I do love Tony Shalhoub. I remember actually the first time I ever saw him randomly was in the movie Quick Change.
Oh, yeah,
Bill Murray. He's a cab driver.
Right.
In that, and he's hilarious. But yeah, it's funny. And I even watched that last scene in Big Night, and I'm like, he's not even using any butter in his scrambled eggs, and I still want to eat them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got to put Chef High on my list, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I think Chef was one that I sort of resisted for a while because I was like, oh, because you know, I'm, you know, jaded and whatever. I'm just like, I don't know. Like, it just sounds, you know, food trucks, like, whatever. Like, it's trendy. But then I watched it, and Chef was fantastic. I mean, I shouldn't have doubted Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
Under the tutelage of Roy Choi in that. And actually, in terms of movies that I also... like, wanted to not, or assumed I wouldn't like for whatever reason, but ended up loving was Burnt with Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wasn't sure how that would be, but I thought, and Bradley Cooper was great in it.
He was fantastic, and it was one of those movies that I think, you know, like a lot of people, we're going to talk about food shows next week, but, you know, a lot of people talk about The Bear, and you know, realistic portrayals of restaurants. And yeah, I did not expect Bradley Cooper and, you know, I thought it was just going to be an annoying, because lest we forget, he also was the star of the ill-fated Kitchen Confidential TV show.
That's right.
They tried to do that, was absolutely wretched. So maybe he was atoning for that. And it's funny because the movie starts out with him atoning for something else, it's Burke. But maybe secretly there was a really, you know, a nod to his latter day sins.
Now, a movie that I love that came out last year, but not a lot of people saw it. Did you have a chance to see Nicolas Cage in Pig?
I recently did, actually, and it was incredible. That was on my list of things to talk about. That's something I saw probably in the last month. And wow.
Yeah.
Like, and in terms of like food, you know, not only is it a great movie, but you know, every food scene in that movie makes you want to cook. Like, and it's not, you know, there's like a reverence for the food, but it's not an annoying, precious way. And yeah, I mean, it was beautifully shot. I loved Pig.
Another one I thought of, and it wasn't, food wasn't the main focus of it, but boy, it made me want to eat, was an indie movie that came up maybe 10, 12 years ago. It was the basis for a very successful Broadway musical, but Waitress with Kerry Russell and Andy Griffith. Where she works at a restaurant that only serves pies, and the incredible pies that they would roll out, they just looked so amazing and so many great combinations that it just made me want to eat nothing but pie for about a week.
Yeah, I have not seen that. It's like a movie that I've known of for a while, but yeah, I've never actually watched it, but now I apparently need to. So.
Yeah. Carrie suggested a very good one, too, with Michael Keaton, The Founder.
Oh, that's funny. The Founder was on my list as well. It's amazing that during that one scene, you're like, wow, I actually want a McDonald's milkshake right now.
Yeah.
When he's like introducing the whole powdered thing and you just take it with, you know, the water and it becomes a milkshake. I'm like, well, why does that sound good to me?
And Keaton, I mean, he's great in everything he does.
Yeah. He's like Christian Bale. Like he's like, who incidentally, I guess both were Batman. And my favorite Batman actually were Keaton and Bale. But yeah, the Founder, it really puts a great perspective on it. Actually, everybody in that movie, Nick Offerman is great in that movie.
Friend of the show, John Carroll Lynch.
Yes.
Yeah, the Founder is fantastic. And I've probably watched it like three or four times.
Really good movie. I think it didn't do as well because it was not an uplifting movie in any sense of the word, but I liked it a lot, especially with my, you know, almost decade of working at a McDonald's knowing how Kroc was presented as sort of this near heroic figure when you worked there, at least, you know, when I started there in 84, I think, in high school. So seeing the truth behind that, which I had already known a little bit, but seeing it played out like that, I think a lot of people were like, ooh, ow.
Yeah, and yes, if you're familiar with the Speedy system, then.
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Indeed I am. I trained many people on that as a crew chief.
I like that scene in the movie where they're like on the tennis court, and they're like, you know, drawing out the kitchen in chalk and trying to work people through it.
Yeah, the SOPs, the standard operating procedures, every sandwich, every item on the menu had a procedure that you were supposed to follow. And that's how you train people. And you know, it was usually anywhere from a 10 to 15 step process. And you did everything in an order.
Yeah, you know, McDonald's is, I mean, as you know, we've talked about a million times. Like, I love eating at McDonald's, one of those things. And, yeah, the efficiency of the system, I mean, it set the groundwork for, I mean, so many restaurants today. So, yeah, the Founder was a really brilliant kind of insight into how, you know, he came about and how ruthless of a business person he was. I think actually, and then on like the opposite end of the spectrum in terms of films, I think we can't not mention all of the Trip. Like the trip to Italy, the trip to Spain, the trip to Greece. Have you seen all of those?
I have not.
with what's the guy who was Alan Partridge? Who am I? Why can't I think of his name? But you know, it's him and the other guy, and they just go around eating in all these restaurants, and this is like, so like all the impressions, like Michael Caine and all these things that like came out of it. I don't know why I can't think of the guy's name, but those are great food movies. They're a lot of people find them like a little tough to watch. I think they're hilarious. You're not familiar at all with those?
No. Now I need to be now.
Yeah, Steve Coogan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yes. All right. Oh, and Rob Brydon. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now I.
It's basically just them going around. Like, you know, Steve Coogan is like a writer. He's getting paid by The Observer or whoever. And then so the basis of the film is always them eating throughout this like country, but it's like also all their personal issues and drama and Rob Brydon's like relentless impression.
How about that? We got to get an animated film in there. How about Ratatouille?
You know, Ratatouille is fantastic. Actually, yeah, it was funny. Was it Gaston? Was that the like the everyone can cook guy? It was like when I was in France actually with Joel. There was one restaurant we kept referring to the chef guy as Gaston, and then we watched him like make a waiter cry in front of the whole restaurant, and that was interesting. But yeah, Ratatouille was if you're gonna, you know, there aren't a lot of good animated food films out there.
No, and it's an older film, but you have to have Babette's Feast on the list.
You know what's funny is I've never seen Babette's Feast, and I think it's largely considered maybe the most iconic food film of all time.
I would say so. Yeah, yeah.
And I've actually never seen it.
It's good. I wouldn't, for me personally, I enjoyed Big Night a whole lot more, but it's beautifully shot, and it does make you just long for great food and want to cook and want to sit and just eat for days on end.
And that's French food in that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think there was another movie that came out back in like the early 2000s that was like, it wasn't a great movie, but there were a couple of good. Remember the movie Dinner Rush?
No.
Like Danny Aiello, and it had the guy, I don't know, one of the guys was in like Band of Brothers. I don't know. It was like a good movie. It was like a weirdly like just straight rip off of like Kitchen Confidential, because it was like kind of right after that book came out. But there were definitely some cooking scenes in it that were worth seeing. And another kind of ridiculous film, but that makes you hungry, but it's also just completely bizarre, was Tempopo. Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
It's a Japanese film that sort of centers around a ramen shop and like ramen culture.
Oh, wow.
Crossed with like this like bizarro Western kind of theme.
Interesting. How about Good Burger? Would that be on the list?
I've never seen Good Burger. I don't know.
It's not exactly great cinema, but it's fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's definitely worth mentioning. And actually, I forgot, if we're going to mention animated, you know, I think we have to give a shout out to the chef from Little Mermaid.
Oh yes, yes, no question about that.
You know, I mean, that's one of the greatest culinary scenes in animated history. I think is his whole you know, song and dance. So.
Right, now I've got to go see if I can find Big Night on a streaming service and watch that tonight.
Yeah, I think you definitely should. And you know, like, then I guess Jiro Dreams of Sushi is technically a documentary, but if you want to watch something that makes you hungry. Have you seen that? It's a kind of like, it's a documentary of this restaurant that's literally got 3 Michelin stars, and it's like in a subway station in Japan.
I don't think I've seen that, no.
Yeah, it's really brilliant. Actually, Documentary Now did an amazing spoof on it called Juan Likes Rice and Chicken.
Which is brilliant, like, by the way.
What's that?
I was already thinking of that while you were describing the sushi restaurant in the subway. Yeah, that is a brilliant mockumentary.
Yeah, it is like spot on. Jiro. It's like you have to watch Jiro first and then watch Juan Likes Rice and Chicken.
There's also a great documentary. I don't know if you've ever seen it. A place that I had the good fortune of going to a number of years ago, New York City, Shopsons. Have you ever seen the documentary, I Like Killing Flies?
I Like Killing Flies, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and I've probably seen that about 10 times.
Kenny Shopson, what, he an American original.
He's a legend. I mean, the guy, and if you have his, that's a great cookbook.
Yeah.
Is it Eat Me, I think it's called?
Yep.
And it's like, you see his menus. I mean,
oh, it's
like,
unbelievable.
Menu. There's, what, 1,000, 1,200 things on his menu or something, like, literally. And it's like, he does it with, like, a, like 30 ingredients, basically.
Yeah.
Just, like, so many combinations. And his kind of, like, dogma, his there's so many, like, mantras from Kenny Shopson. You know, that if I had a restaurant, I'd probably just have, like, all of his quotes, like, just, like, framed on the wall throughout the restaurant.
It was a proud moment. He, I think he yelled at me because I hadn't finished what I'd eaten. And I had a comeback for him, and he said, "You're okay. You can come back."
And you know what? He's not somebody who would say that if he didn't mean it.
That's right. So. Absolutely. Well, good stuff on Shut Up and Eat. Next week, we're going to talk a food. We're talking cooking shows, right?
Yeah, we're going to start cooking shows, and we can take it, you know, as far as we want. But I think it was funny. One of the podcasts I did, I intended to talk about cooking shows. And as I started in, the guest, I realized, was born in, like, something, I don't know. He was, like, 9 when most of the shows I wanted to talk about were on. So we can talk about a lot of the old, like, Food Network originals. Yeah. That's what I want to talk about.
I'm older than dirt, so I can talk about everything.
I was like, Rich is older than dirt.
Darn right.
Maybe we'll catch up with him in Canada. We'll get that story out.
Hey, Joe, you have a great weekend, okay?
All right. You guys too. Thank you.
Catch you next Friday. Joe Riccio, Food Coma Podcast, Shut Up and Eat.